Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Friday, October 29th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. I want to connect three separate topics in this podcast: addiction, leadership, and personal responsibility. I actually think that they have a common thread, or at least a train of thought, as I sit here thinking for myself, that brings them all together in a meaningful way so that we can address what we're experiencing right now and figure out what's the highest road out of where we presently are. First, addiction. It's always been my contention, or at least for several decades, that in life, we're all going to be addicted to something. For some people, it's the obvious, we say heroin or fentanyl or some level of drug, right? Or it's alcohol, or it's pornography, or it's a sex addiction. But in reality, there's not much difference between that and being addicted to chocolate cookies or being addicted to anything that has control over you. You don't have control over it. So for example, I once knew someone who was addicted to tennis, and every spare minute of his life, he was on a tennis court. It was a true addiction. We all have a propensity to be addicted to something. So my theory has always been that given the fact that we have free will, and we do, if you're going to be addicted to something, you might as well be addicted to something that enhances either the quality of your life or the quality of someone else's life. Because if you're not going to be addicted to the positive, you're going to be vulnerable to being addicted to the negative. So for example, you could be addicted to service, right? You could be addicted to helping others. And while I will admit that all behavior in the extreme is not necessarily healthy, at least if what you're spending the majority of your time and energy on and returning to repeatedly is, as I said, something that enhances the quality of your life or the quality of someone else's life or some many others' lives, then there's merit to that. And it's a better use of the energy, which is how I like to think of it. It's a better use of the energy we're given as individuals to apply in whatever way we so choose as free-willed individuals in our lives. I think an example of how that happens in the negative, beside the obvious things I named earlier, is I think we're currently addicted as a nation to believing the 5-second headline. We're addicted to certain versions of what's going on around us. And we all have our familiar and our idea-supporting sources of information that we go to over and over and over again without looking left or looking right, without leaving that track of one-mindedness. It is, in fact, in a sense, a form of addiction, and it comes from the technology, right? It comes from all of that information, number one, being so readily, instantly, and 24/7 available, and we gravitate toward those sources of information that support what we already believe in. So we're addicted to the technology, and those who are smart, and I guess I would say those who are devious, know how to use that addiction to control us, to guide us, to direct us using nice words, but in reality, it's to control and enslave us. Okay, what happens when in human history there have been periods when humanity or a particular segment of a culture or a society come together to, in essence, focus their energies or, let's say, in a somewhat mild sense, become addicted to a positive path, a positive form of behavior, a positive way of thinking. And I think we see that throughout history. We see it with Moses as he led the Jewish people out of Pharaoh's grip, out of that subservient, enslaved addiction to materialism and having your most basic needs met, but really not having any freedom of will or freedom of application of will of your own. We see it with Jesus, who came along and spoke to the powers that be or spoke against the powers that be and galvanized a percentage of the population to move in a better direction. We saw it with Martin Luther King. We saw it with Gandhi. We saw it with Trump. He came along and he organized and galvanized by nature of what he was espousing half the country. But what happens in those instances of leadership when the leader is no longer around? What happens is the focused energy, the temporary, let's call it addiction, that manifests itself to support the principles of that very focused leader begin to wane. And they wane and they eventually dissipate because in reality, it's the leader themselves that is the organizing principle. It's what the leader is espousing that resonates and becomes the organizing principle, which is what leads me to talking about personal responsibility or the lack thereof. What happens in addiction and what happens when we organize or when a leader galvanizes us or galvanizes a segment of the population is that in both instances, both in addiction and in the tendency to support leadership or an individual who represents leadership, is that very little of that is asked of us around personal responsibility. In the instance of addiction, we abdicate personal responsibility, right? Because we are driven by the addiction, be it positive or negative. And in addition to that abdication of personal responsibility, addiction, no matter what it's for, the good or the bad, tends to consume, right? And it also, as a result, tends to draw us away or limit our exposure or our availability, maybe is a better way to say it, to other aspects of our lives that require personal responsibility. We can't be bothered or we don't have the time because we are consumed with the addiction. And what amount of energy we use up in our spare time generally goes to that addiction. Something similar happens when great leaders come along or galvanizing leaders come along. And what happens is, I mean, it can be a Hitler or it can be a Jesus. What happens is that you don't have so much personal responsibility. It's not as bad as the abdication that happens with addiction. But when there are great leaders, they take on the burden of personal responsibility. And in a sense, whether for good or for bad, those who are drawn to it don't have the level of personal responsibility the leader has. In fact, it's the leader's willingness to assume personal responsibility for what they're espousing, again, be it good or bad, that allows the followers, for lack of a better word, allows the adherents to abdicate personal responsibility because they become, in fact, what I said, they become followers, not leaders. Personal responsibility is sorely lacking right now in, let me just speak to the United States and the present situation that we find ourselves in. We are abdicating personal responsibility to government. So let's make government the addiction and the leadership. Let's put government in that role and let's throw tech in there and let's throw corporate America in there because they're intimately woven in and embedded with tech and the government. Let's make all of them part of the leadership slash addiction category. So they're not stupid. People who lust after power understand this about human nature, understand that we'd rather not be personally responsible. You know, to go off track a little bit here, but to give you a personal example and experience that I had, I created a seminar for The financially dependent spouse is who I created the DVD for. It was originally a seminar live that I presented, and then I converted that to a DVD, which I sold on air on QVC and distributed nationally. I make the point for this reason. It was so empowering of individuals going through divorce. It was 4 hours of me telling the average lay person everything the lawyers typically don't want clients to know, because it makes them too educated, it makes them too smart, it makes them too empowered in their own divorce. And divorce lawyers tend to like to take the role of a parent. Bad divorce lawyers take the role of a parent or someone in a position of power where I'll handle it. I'll get you through this. Okay. And that's a dangerous way for someone to approach divorce. You need to be empowered. The reality was that as empowering as it was and as cost-effective as it was, because anyone who had watched the DVD would save themselves anywhere from hundreds to thousands to tens of thousands of dollars going through divorce, depending on how large the total marital estate was and how large the legal fees were going to be. But you know what happened? Despite how many I sold, I should have sold multiples of how many I sold. And the reason that I didn't is because people really don't want personal responsibility. People who are emotionally distraught going through divorce really want somebody else to handle it for them. They're too busy handling their own emotional distress. And that's a very dangerous place to be, because you're abdicating personal responsibility for the outcome of your future, because you're abdicating personal responsibility for division of your assets and for the future of your children, if you have any. But it was an important lesson to learn about how people shirk away from something that could truly empower them. And the reason is personal responsibility, right? If you watched the DVD, you knew what steps you had to take before you ever went to a lawyer. And there were steps you needed to take. There was work you needed to do. There were documents you needed to compile. And it was easier to walk into an attorney's office and say, I'm getting a divorce, please help me. And then the lawyer spends tens of thousands of dollars in the discovery process, getting documents and information you could have walked into that office with in a box yourself, had you done your homework. But then again, you would have had to have done the work. We don't want to do the work now. We don't want to be personally responsible. We are addicted to and reliant upon this triumvirate of leadership, which is tech and government and big business, to do it for us. And it's why the socialists and the Marxists and the communists always want a guaranteed minimum income. They always want a lot of restrictions and rules and regulations on who's in and who's out, on what you can do and what you can't do. Why China has ESG scores that determines where you can go to school and whether you can shop in a certain store, and if you can take an airplane, or if whatever, right? It's that playing upon the inherent inclination that we all have to abdicate personal responsibility. And that's what draws us to addiction. And that's what draws us to follow leaders who do the heavy lifting and who take on the responsibility themselves. And it's why once those leaders are gone, the movements tend to wane. And one could argue that maybe with Jesus, Christianity didn't wane. But guess what? There's another argument that Jesus never sought to start a new religion. There's an argument that what waned was the message he really came with, which was follow the Torah, but live it honestly with integrity and don't corrupt it and make it into a business and a power trip the way the Pharisees and Sadducees did. So I still think, yes, there's an argument that the movement that he generated and the feeling that he generated waned and was subsequently by Peter and Paul and others organized into something that perhaps was never his intention. But that's another podcast, isn't it? So let's just look around at the United States of America today on October 29th, 2021, and realize the dangerous slope we have all chosen to go down by not taking back the reins of personal responsibility, by becoming addicted to the technology, by looking for leaders like Donald Trump or someone else to come along, Bill Gates, whoever your chosen preference is, and do the heavy work. It means we will and are already becoming enslaved. And it's a very dangerous time, but it's a very important time. And the time is actually an opportunity, but the opportunity will be brief and the window will close. And we will find ourselves looking back at what was the opportunity to stand up, to take personal responsibility, to give up the addiction which makes us lazy. The addiction to technology today is 1,000 times multiple the addiction that the boomers had to television in that era. Television dumbs you down and makes you a passive observer. And while there's more interaction with the technology of today than there was with a television, it is that much more addicting. So yes, we have addiction, we have a crisis in leadership, and the crisis we have is that each one of us is a leader. Each one of us is a born leader in our own lives. And if we pick up that mantle, if we accept responsibility for leadership in our own lives, that's how we turn all this around. It's making the tough decisions every day in your own life. And you know, today I ordered a sweatshirt. I've never done this before in my life. I ordered a sweatshirt today that says, "Let's go, Brandon." I think it speaks for itself, and my ordering, it speaks for itself. I want to be out there. I want to go to the market. I want to go wherever I have to go. And if I'm wearing that shirt, I want other people to know that's where I stand. I don't want anybody telling me I have to be vaccinated. I don't want anybody telling me they're going to tax my capital gains, whether or not I draw them down. I don't want anybody telling me what teachers can and cannot teach in the schools based upon a political agenda. I don't want illegal immigrants crossing my border with impunity and bringing worse than COVID in terms of health issues into this country. I just don't want any of it. And all of it has happened in the last 9 months to an incredible extreme with great rapidity. And so let's go, Brandon. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not using profanity. But my message will be clear and my stand will be visible. I encourage you all to do the same, only after thinking for yourself, do it for the things you truly believe in. Let go of the addiction, enhance and nourish the leadership within yourself, and above all, take responsibility, personal responsibility, for the decisions you make every single day in your life. That's how we turn this around. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold. I wish you an empowered and a peaceful weekend and an uplifting weekend. And until I'm back here again on Monday, of course, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.